Identity is pretty crucial, because if you fall apart, it's going to happen in particular when there's danger, when there is risk of humiliation, when there is a public venue, when there are high expectations which may not be your own, which you don't really own. How do you build, what are the techniques where you build a sense that, yes, I'm the leader, I'm the person at the head of the classroom, but ultimately you're going to have to take control and responsibility for your own life, for your own decisions?
You know, Nick, real character shows up when not when things are going well, but when things are going wrong. And that's when a true champion, you know, shows his or her true colors. You know, it's when they're being faced with adversity and they rise above it and they show where their true character is. But, you know, character isn't something you develop overnight. It's not something you just decide, I'm going to have character today. It's something that, that is a result of many years of development. And it's starting way back with youth sports, with this whole Positive Coaching Alliance movement that Jim Thompson is talking about, and some of the other guests have talked about, that we're setting an example for our kids at the very earliest age about what it means to be a competitor, that you're going out and you're trying your very best, and that every day that you go out and compete, you know, you measure yourself not against necessarily other players or your opponents, you're measuring yourself against your own progress and your goals, the goals you've set for yourself. And so the role of the parents and the coaches is to help those young athletes to set goals for themselves and to constantly work to achieve those, and to go back periodically, revisit those goals and see how they've progressed and what they can do to get better.